something here tonight, I think. And 2 Timothy chapter 3. And the Apostle Paul is warning Timothy. He's warning him of these end times. He says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Look at this next one. "Without natural affection." You know, there is a natural affection that takes place. That what God is saying here is this is a sin against nature. Paul is talking about, he's saying that there is going to come a time, and there is a time right now, "This know also, that in the last days," that's our days, "perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves." But he says men will be without natural affection. What does that mean? That means that God has made you, God created you. I'm not even talking about the Spirit or God or being saved or anything like that. Folks, you don't have to be saved to understand that you don't murder a baby. You don't have to be saved to understand that. I know lost people that have never had an ounce of religion given to them or spiritual upbringing to them, but they understand the value of life. Why? Because it's naturally inside you. It's in you. It's how God made you. It's how you were created. That's how you were made. It's natural affection. When you look down at your children and you look at them, that's natural affection. You automatically, no one has to tell you to love them. When a mother births a child, she doesn't have to think about, am I going to love this child or not? Right. Before, when that baby is in her tummy and it's growing and it's the life is inside of her, there's this, I mean, you couldn't convince her that that's not a life inside of her, that that's not a baby growing inside of her. And the feeling of it and the emotion of it and just everything that is involved with being a mother, that is a natural affection. And the first type of unnatural affection that we see rampant today is abortion. It's this without natural affection. The times that we live in today, God forbade the Israelites from making their children to pass through the fire, it was called. To pass them through the fire. What that meant was they weren't to offer their babies as a sacrifice or to send them through the fire to kill them. They weren't to do that. They weren't to sacrifice them to Mother Earth. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I happen to believe this from studying the scriptures that Moloch is a fallen angel, that he's a false god. Now, that's something you have to study out yourself, but I happen to believe that. But anyway, the point is that this activity is demonic. Paul is saying here that this know also that in the last days, these perilous times shall come. And they're going to be without natural affection. And you see it all the time. Folks, listen to me. I hear it. And I'm going to talk about this evolution of the family, evolution's impact on the family. I'm going to preach on that on Sunday. But let me say this to you. One thing that you can see when you see how people, a lady's reaction to children today, the common reaction of most ladies or most young people to children, it's appalling. It's absolutely appalling the way that they have no, there's like this, not this, this motherly instinct there, this instinct to want to pick up and hold a baby and to do this. And that's why you see what Brother Russ talks about, everything that we talk about, you know, the young ladies grabbing the babies and holding them and everything else and doing those things. Why? Because that's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way you train your children. That's the way when the older sibling and the younger one comes along. You know, it was interesting what the midwife said to us yesterday, and we met with her, and she said it's very important that you know, after mom holds the baby and dad holds the baby or whatever the case may be, that you get the children involved with holding that baby right away. Especially with that home birth and everything. Why? Because they feel that connection right away. there's that absolute connection that takes place. What is that? That's that natural affection. So what is unnatural affection then? Without natural affection, what takes place? It's demonic. I'm telling you, it's a spirit of Antichrist. It's a demonic spirit that takes over that is rampant today. Where, I mean, nobody is like shocked by this guy. I mean, I keep saying nobody. Many people are not that appalled. Now, we ought to be just as appalled as any guy that goes in and aborts a baby. And any of them. And the butcher women that walk in to the clinics. I had a lady contact me on Facebook yesterday and she said, hey, you know, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm going to be going into these abortion clinics and I have an opportunity to talk to these girls and show them a sonogram before they decide to have an abortion. And I thought, that's a great thing to do. That's a great way to get some evangelism out there. That's a great thing to do. You say, well, you know, what does that have to do with the church? It has a lot to do with the church. It's called life. I mean, she wants to go in there and as a mission, so to speak, to talk to these young girls before they make one of the greatest mistakes of their life and destroy their baby. Amen. But it says in these end times that they'll be without natural affection. That's the first example of that it has to, it's a satanic thing. You say, how do you know that? Well, every time in the Bible that someone wanted to destroy babies, they were under satanic influence. Pharaoh, with the Hebrew midwives, what did he say? I want you to go in, he said to those midwives, and when they have their baby, I want you to kill it. And those women said, they lied to Pharaoh. They said, nah, these women are like Hercules, man. If you don't mess with them when they have a baby, then they stand up and they flex and they'll push you right out of there. You can't handle them, Pharaoh. Pharaoh's like, well, I ain't going to check it out. So, okay, I believe you. And he left it alone. And the Bible says that God established those midwives' house. Why? Because those midwives had a natural affection. It's a normal affection that you just don't destroy a baby. Well, what's other times that we see that? What about Jesus when Jesus was born? Same thing. What did Herod say? Well, he saw and he knew the wise men had said that they were coming to search for him. He understood the stars and everything. He understood what people had told him that one would be born and everything else. And what did he say? Well, let's kill all these babies. We got to get them all dead then. What was he? He was under satanic influence. Amen. It was absolute satanic influence. What's another time when the Israelites would sacrifice their babies and cause them to pass through the fire, their children, and they would murder their children and abort it to Mother Earth? What do you think witches and Wiccas do and all that? What do you think they want to do? If they had the liberty to do what they really want to do, they sacrifice virgins. That's exactly what they do. And in America today, it's getting harder and harder to find one, so they got to go younger and younger. But they'd love to have a baby and anything else. Why? Because they're demonic. And that without natural affection is absolutely demonic. That's just what it is. It's you can't look at it. No one has to show you when you have a baby there to have a desire to take care of that or feed it. No one really has to teach you that. It's already in you. You don't have to, you're without excuse. You don't have to know that. The Bible says that the law shows you that the law tells you. That the law even tells you that. Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse number 31. He's talking about the law. Paul is talking about, or he's talking about the natural law. He says that because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, in verse number 21, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. But he says here, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change. We'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, he says that they are without understanding, covenant, in verse number 31, covenant breakers without natural affection. They don't have it. I'm telling you, haven't you seen these people, these young ladies and people today? And I say ladies because it seems to be It's mostly ladies, which is odd to me because they are the ones that are supposed to be so full of that natural affection, that motherly instinct. Right. But they walk in there anyway. Surprising. Shocking. That it would go through a lady's mind that I want to end the life that's inside of me. It's selfishness. It's wickedness. It's satanic. You can't explain it any other way. And by the way, let me ask you this. What did God finally destroy Israel for? The Bible says that they shed the innocent blood. There were sodomites in the land. We're going to talk about that. And they were without natural affection. They killed the innocents of the land. They shed innocent blood. And God said, you can't shed innocent blood. God said he would bring judgment down upon them. He said when the Israelites went into Canaan, if you remember what he said to them, he told them, don't shed innocent blood, for the land doth vomit out the inhabitants thereof for doing it. He said the land vomited out the inhabitants thereof, the people. The land puked it out. Why? Puked them out. It rejected them because they shed the blood. What happened when Cain slew his brother Abel? Same thing. The earth cried out, the Bible says, with the blood of his brother. Why? It was innocent blood. How much more innocent than children? We see that just absolute unnatural affection today, without natural affection. And it's coupled with the rise of the state saying that well, those children aren't yours. They're ours. Children don't belong to... We have to get out of this mindset. They said that children belong to their parents. That's what she said. Yeah, this was in the news recently. Yeah, she was a congressperson or somebody like that. We have to break this mindset that children are their parents. Oh, okay. Without natural affection. Sign of the times, look at it. You know, the second way that we see without natural affection in these end times, we see it right here. It says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. What are they talking about? Lesbianism. Sodomy. Even the women! You know, in society with the men, you see that happens before the women. But it says here that even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman. What is that? Sodomy? Bestiality? Burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they were given over to reprobate mind, the Bible says. And they're full of, they're without natural affection. And you want to know something else? It says without understanding. They don't get it. They're covenant breakers. Where'd they break? You know, this is saying that they leave the natural use of the woman. Do you understand what this is saying? I want you to wake up here. Listen to me for a second. What they are saying is that these men and these women will leave their husbands and their wives and they will go after sodomy. A man will stand up and he will walk out on his wife and he will go for a man. A woman will stand up in her marriage and look at her husband and say, I'm sorry, but I have a girlfriend. And I'm going to marry her. Do you understand? That's what he's saying here. He said they left the natural use of the woman. You say, well, I don't know if I'd go that far to say that they would break the marriage. Well, he says here they're covenant breakers. They broke the covenant. They're breaking the covenant. Yeah, any covenant, but they're breaking the covenant to leave. They're gone. They're taken off. And then furthermore, he explained it by right after that. He says without natural affection. He says they're covenant breakers and they're without natural affection. They just take off. Out of nowhere, they're done. They're done. They don't want anything to do with the... What is that? That's without natural affection. That's sodomy. That's the rise of sodomy in this country and in this world. But we see it in this country more than ever that it's become so mainstream and popular now. Sodomy is so absolutely popular nowadays. It's socially accepted today. People don't hide it anymore. Christians hide the fact that they're against it now, and they go in the closet with it. With the truth, and the sodomites have come out of the closet, and they're saying, hey, we're going to flaunt it and do whatever we want. But you mark my words, that's in God's words, that sodomy destroys a nation. Why? The same way abortion does. We've aborted our future in America. And they've committed sodomy in America. And that's exactly what has taken place. They're without understanding. Haven't you heard these stories recently and you hear them in the news? Have you not heard these stories of men leaving their wives and saying that they're queers? Somebody said a missionary. I think you were telling me a story about that. Yeah. Just took off. Nope. Just without natural affection, just the what is it? It's satanic. Sodomy is satanic, folks. It just is. Any fornication is satanic. You have to understand that any fornication is satanic. The Bible talks about it, says, and they knoweth not that the dead are there. And that dead is the same word as Rapha. And that Rapha is the same word as those fallen, or those spirits. Those devils, same word. It all goes to that. Rapha is devil. It says, and they knoweth not that the dead are there. That they make their bed in hell and that the dead are there. Who are the dead? The Rapha. They're the spirits of those fallen, of those giants that are without bodies. Anyway, you say, where do you get that from? Well, if you follow the train of thought here with the spirit world and demonic, you will see that they have a desire for sexual things and for nudity. And what do we see in our world today? I mean, I would say that's a form of without natural affection as well. When you can see women that'll run around. Well, here's another one for you. Without natural affection. Forty-year-old teachers messing around with 12-year-old boys. I have a friend that his wife left him for a 15-year-old boy. Served the Lord for years. Everything was seemingly fine. 15-year-old boy ran off with him. Left her 15-year-old son and her husband and her young ones, and expected her sons, who were raised in a godly home, and her children and everybody else to just accept that, like that was like, this is your new stepdad. What is it? Without natural affection. I mean, we understand that the situations are usually improper with these teachers and they've crossed the line and there's other things that we understand all that. But listen, understand this though. Even with the access and the ability and everything else, it just seems very strange and odd to me that is satanic, because I don't understand why a 30 or 40-year-old woman would want a 12-year-old boy. the lust of the flesh, obvious. I mean, I want to say lust of the flesh, but it just sounds so gross to me because I don't get that whole, like, I mean, like, a kid's like 12. I mean, what are you going to do, play video games with him? I mean, do you understand that, how odd that is? What is it? It's demonic. This know also that perilous times shall come. This is that without natural affection. It's not there. They don't have it. They're without it. And it's satanic. When you see the women change from that in society, you know you're in trouble. When you see who are the mothers of society and usually the more reserved ones in society. But what do we have today? What we have today is this satanic oppression and this satanic activity that goes on today. You know, it's here and it's live and it's in our face. And we see it every day. It's without natural affection. Bible talks about it very clearly here in these end times, that's what would take place. First it's children, then it's sodomy, and you see it there. And now you see it in everyday, in marriages as well. Where some of these people have been married for 30 years and all of a sudden they wake up one day and say, I don't want you anymore, I'm leaving. What? No natural affection there. But we see that in this country, especially today, it's prevalent, where it means nothing. The covenant. It says here that they would be without understanding, they'd be covenant breakers, and they'd be without natural affection. When you try to understand evil, you won't be able to. You won't be able to understand the depths of evilness. You will not be able to understand it. But I can tell you that I have seen this without natural affection. I've seen it personally, and it shocks me. And I've witnessed it. I've watched people for years do this. When it comes from children, when it goes from children, you have a society that is full of death and murder. Do you understand that even the movies and the entertainment and everything that people have filled themselves with, have you noticed that there's no natural affection in those either? There's no normalcy of that. It's all pushing a murder society. It dumbs you down to the things that are really going on or that will come in this world. It's not normal. It's not natural. But it's very common today. Whether it's the husband and the wife and the marriage bed being undefiled and what that is, if there's that there's no natural affection there, or it's the issue of sodomy in our country. Either way, our country is full of it today. I mean, you have the state wanting to sanction now sodomite marriage. They want to do it all over the place. It's mainstream. Why? Well, because the next thing is adoption. Then there's free adoption. Easier adoption, I should say. There's easier adoption with that. So then you raise children up to believe that Sally has two moms. But that's not biblical. And it's not normal either. Because it's impossible for Sally to have two moms. Because Sally has to have a mom and dad or else she can't come into the world. Now, I know that might upset somebody, but I didn't make the rules up. God did. That's the way it is. But it's mainstream now. It's being pushed on children now. It's you have to accept this. It has to be in your face and you have to accept this. And it's not normal. I'll tell you another version of this without natural affection is what you see is with children and their parents today. You're seeing today parents that are being murdered by their children more than ever now. I mean, that the rise of that sick mentality, how somebody can go in and just, whether it's for money, whatever the case may be, whatever it is, it's all demonic. Hatred, anger, bitterness, wrath, it's demonic. It's not normal. It's not normal to go to somebody that you love or that has raised you your whole life and have a desire to hurt them. That's not natural. That's what the Bible's talking about when it says they're without that natural affection. And I'm telling you, folks, we're living in a day and age where people are zombies. If you watch them, just look in public sometime and watch people. Watch how they act. It's not normal. There's no conversation. There's no warmth in many people. There's not that normal. I mean, I'll tell you, you can see it with children. When you bring your children somewhere and people look at you like if your children make a noise or something, they look at you and they're just so shocked that your children have made a noise and you're trying to calm them down because people are looking at you like, you know, it's the worst thing in the world that children actually speak or say something or cry or something. And they don't want them there. Why? No natural affection. I've talked to people before and they told me that they, you know, just in raising their kids and taking care of their kids. And they said, well, you know, I'll just leave my kid with somebody and I'll go do my career and do whatever I want to do. And that's just what I'll do. And I've asked them, I said, well, who did God give the children to? You or the daycare? Now, I'm not speaking of somebody who is forced to because some man ran out on them or they don't have anything to take care of. I'm not talking about that. God understands that, and that those things happen. And we can't change those things right away or anything like that. People have to survive. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you have a husband and a wife and then they look at each other and they say, well, you know, we want the extra money, we want the extra this, we want the extra that. Yeah, but you'll never get back that time with your children. You will never get that back ever. You can't go back and change that. Once that time is gone, it's gone and they remember it. I talk to people today that have said, you know, I wish my mom would have just stayed home with us. I really wish that would have been the case. Because we needed her. And I'm going to talk about that on Sunday, so I'm not going to go too far into that. But they need children need a family just like is in the Word of God. Not one that we make up. Not one that we try to fit our understanding to, or not one we try to change, right? Or defined by the government, right? But defined by God, what He says as our authority. But I have seen men, even today with men, it's horrible to have babies and to take off. I got family members doing that right now. Just have come in to have a child, leave, take off, have another one, leave, take off, and here's this lady here with babies to take care of, and no man to be a father. Now, don't you think that's satanic? Do you think that's God's design? Do you think that's biblical? No, it's absolutely satanic. It's without natural affection. How can you have your family there? I'm not talking about somebody who's forced to. I'm talking about somebody who has the option that they could. And no man is forced to, by the way. There's always a way to do something right. There's always a way to follow God. Always. Always a way to follow God. But it doesn't bother them. In fact, I've heard them talk about other people's children or other people more than their own children. How do you do that? How do you have children and not care for them? How do you not love them? How do you not raise them? Because there's no natural affection. And we're seeing it today more than ever in our country. more than ever. No natural affection. Whether it's a father with his own children. You're seeing the rise of this, another form of this unnatural affection is that of bestiality. I mean, I'm telling you, that sounds crazy to people like that. No, folks, that's happening right now. And they want to mainstream that too, because if somebody says they can marry a man, then somebody's going to say, I can marry a donkey then. I can do what I want. And you're approaching these times of just strangeness and wickedness. But it's an evil time. It's a time that was reported by God that would come. He said that. He said this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. He said that. He said they'd be without natural affection. They'd be truce breakers. They wouldn't keep their covenant. They won't get, and what do you have? You have people that are getting married for 25 years. They're married and then they just take off and say, I'm done. How about this pastor just a few years ago, right around here that we know? Married for 30 years to his wife. She gave him 30 years of her life. She's older now. He takes off and leaves her. What is that? It's without natural affection. It's not normal to spend your life 30 years with somebody and then decide you're just going to go run off with another woman. It's not normal. It's not natural. Now, it's not to the degree, so to speak, of what others have, but I would think that you would have developed a bond there for 30 years with somebody. But you wouldn't just skate off on them as soon as you got the opportunity. We've seen it among young people. Today, brothers and sisters and others that I've seen them just turn their back on each other, have no affection or love towards one another at all, just none. Just no bond there, nothing there. You know, it's getting worse. And it's supposed to. I mean, this is the end times we live in. This is what we're coming to. And it's going to get worse. As the rise of this satanic activity and oppression comes in this country, so will the sins and so will this unnatural affection. It will come. It'll get worse. And it's destroying our nation. It's destroying it. I mean, the fabric, when even the Bible says they left, even the women, it says even the women left the natural use. Even the women. When the women are so far gone in society, you put a fork in it, it's done. Because they are the sensitive ones to things. They are the ones that have that, when a woman doesn't have that motherly affection at all, you can't teach children that. A man can't be a woman. He can't be a mother. He just can't be. There's no way. He doesn't have it in him because he wasn't made that way. She was made that way. And when you lose that, then you raise a generation of children. And I've seen it. I've seen it in my own family where one generation was like that and the next generation follows suit, worse than ever, three times worse. It's not normal. A mother is supposed to want to hug their children. A mother is supposed to want to love their children. It's just natural. It's a natural thing. When one doesn't want to, then there's something oppressing. There's some satanic oppression there, some sin that's causing that not to be the case. Because that's not normal for a mother not to love. It's not. It's not normal for a lady to stand in line to abort her baby. That's not normal. That's not natural. It's just not natural for someone to take something that's growing inside of them, a baby that's growing inside of them, and to murder that. That's not natural. That isn't natural. but it's been so mainstreamed in America today. You know, the only time abortion ever gets is really talked about in America is around election time. You know, then all the pro-life guys like to come out and say, hey, we're pro-life, vote for us. And, you know, and I'm skeptical of a lot of it because we've had the majority of Congresses and Senates and presidencies and they've never done a thing to lift for abortion. They've done nothing with it, but they've used us to get money to get themselves elected and to prey on our hearts' desires to end abortion. And I understand that, but they're weak in their concept. They're weak. They don't do anything about it when they have the opportunity to, really. When they have the super majorities, they did nothing for it. But the point is that you hear it talked about then, or when some man goes crazy and goes and shoots somebody in an abortion clinic. And then you hear about it. Now, I want to be clear here when I say this. I don't believe in killing anybody, okay? I don't believe in murdering and killing. However, there would be some cultures where that man would be a hero. Because the death of that man would mean that he couldn't kill any more babies. Because nobody wants to talk about Tiller or one of the others that murdered the abortion clinic. He was considered a psycho, but you're telling me a guy that sucks the brains out of babies is not psycho? A guy that flushes them like you're flushing a toilet isn't psycho? He isn't satanic, demonic? But they are more concerned with the guy that went out and killed them. Now again, I'm not condoning what the man did. I'm not advocating going out and doing that. But I'm saying, one is a normal reaction to see somebody murdered to be like, okay man, somebody gotta stop this guy from murdering. I mean, of course that's a normal reaction. Isn't that natural? Wouldn't you want to stop somebody that was murdering babies? I mean, that's a natural reaction. That's natural affection. Again, I'll preface it again because all these sermons go online and people think we're crazy sometimes, but I'm not condoning going out and doing that. What I'm saying is that that's a natural reaction to save life, preserve life. That's a natural reaction. But the man that died is looked at as some kind of a saint because he was in church on Sunday and he got killed while he was at church and oh, all he was doing was his job. No, it's not your job to murder babies. That's not a job. That's satanic. It's wicked. It's without natural affection. It's not normal. It's just not normal at all. But that is looked at as crazy. I kind of got into an argument with a lady one time. This is a Christian lady. And she got upset with me, kind of. I said, well, they were talking about that case right there, about that man that did that. And I said, well, I mean, if he was back in Bible times, he'd be a hero. They'd think that man was a hero. You go through this book right here, and you see if when people shed innocent blood, what did God say to do? Right? Whoso sheddeth a man's blood, so shall his blood be shed. He said, by blood will I require it. Now again, I'm saying in Bible times, I understand our government's different, but I'm telling you what Bible times were like. If you went out and killed that many babies, they'd take care of you. That's just what they did. I challenge you to show me any different all the way through the scriptures. And this person said, well, I don't think they're a hero. And this person said they were against abortion. I go, really? I mean, like I said, I don't advocate doing it, but I mean, maybe you don't see those babies as life, as real, but I do. And that's just absolutely satanic. All the way through the scriptures we see it. Brother Paul Pearson from Texas there, he He goes out and he preaches. He stands out in those front of the abortion clinics and he preaches. Well, he gets pretty hot and heavy. He gets pretty. He preaches pretty hard out there in Texas in front of that abortion clinic. And he's preached it so much. He's preached it so much that the cops have come, and they've said, "Hey, you know," and they couldn't do anything to him because he wasn't doing anything illegal, you know. But they come and say, "Oh, you know," they falsely accuse one person falsely accused him, and everything like that. But I mean, it's just, do you understand how they'll protect somebody? Look at this guy's trial and just this sick guy that's in the news right now and what he's done with these babies and just how, just sick things that he's said and done. A lot of the news agencies said they chose not to cover it. Why? Well, it doesn't fit their left-wing agenda, that's why. It doesn't fit their agenda to cover it. Sad. But God foretold of it. He said that perilous times would come, and he said that they'd be without natural affection. We're seeing it in marriages. We're seeing it in abortion. We're seeing it with the father and the children relationship. We're seeing it with these teachers that are fornicating with these 12-year-old boys. We are seeing that this is the rise. Never in America would you hear of such things. 100 years ago, you never would have heard of these things in America happening. You just wouldn't have. What do you mean? You can't kill. Isn't it amazing that what our country has said is, and we've told God to leave, basically, is what we've done. We've told him to get out. Because our country has said that the United States Constitution does not protect the life, liberty, and property of every life. Just select lives. I mean, you got people that are, you say, are you a fatalist? No, but I understand what's coming. I'm not fooled by it. Nor do I think we're going to have a worldwide revival, but a worldwide satanic oppression that's coming is what's next. The rise of the Antichrist, the rise of the beast system, this rise of this without natural affection, all of these things are coming to pass. I mean, for goodness sakes, folks, it's natural affection not to kill your own people. And you got a president that wants to bomb his own people. He wants to send drones into America and be able to have the right to drone people in America. Just like he's droning overseas. It's not natural. Now, I know war is war, but you're not supposed to want to kill your own people. I mean, murder is satanic. It's just, no matter who's doing it, it's satanic. Now, there's defense in life, and I understand that. There's a difference. But what we're seeing today in our with our schools, with these children, with everything, it's not there. We're leaving the values that we were founded upon, and we're drifting out into Satanism. And one of the tenets of that is there's that natural affection is just not there. It's sad, but it isn't.